The lobbying efforts that we have are in full force. We're doing it individually from our desks at our various campuses.
Dr. Kenneth Maker is president of MDI. He says they remain skeptical about how much Cuomo's plan would cost the state and taxpayers. The governor wants students and families earning $125,000 or less to receive tuition-free scholarships to all state colleges and universities. But Maker is more concerned about how it might affect a student's right to choose a college.
And so more than being worried about what happens to MDI, I'm worried about students who are then forced into huge lecture halls, forced into schools where the graduation rates aren't as good, where the care and concern doesn't exist like it does here at MDI. And, you know, what's going to happen to those kids?
MDI's tuition is a little more than $27,000. About 922 of the college's students did receive $2.5 million in TAP toward their tuition.
Sticker price goes up on an annual basis, 2-3%. But the actual net tuition, on average, has been going down over the last 3-4 years. And so even though we've done a great job of making college affordable for students in the region, we'd be penalized by the governor's plan.
When the governor appeared last month at a rally at Buffalo State to seek support for his idea, he did make a remark about the cost of private education.
Average student debt, $29,000. $29,000. You just can't do it.
One of the problems with using the debt statistics that way is that you miss the fact that private college graduates have lower default rates on their student debt than their counterparts at public schools. And that's in New York, and that's nationwide.
Maker also tells WBFO the college provides a significant economic impact of close to $100 million to the Buffalo community. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.